Welcome to Daily Dumbass. I am your host, Dipshit Dal. Today we're going to do a little new segment I like to call the Reddit Rabbit Hole. Rabbit Hole, Rabbit Hole. Now, Daily Dumbass is not the first podcast to dive down a rabbit hole on Reddit. I've heard Broken Simulation. Warning, Broken Simulation, Broken Simulation. I've heard them do the rabbit dives, and I've also heard Boys Cast with Ryan Long. I've also heard Ryan Long do the Reddit dives. So, we're going to go ahead and read some stuff on Reddit. I think it's pretty funny. Reddit, if you're not informed or if you're not on there, it's a good place to troll people. And people go on there and post their real-life questions, and they get trolled in the internet, which is not real life. So, without further ado, I am Dipshit Dal. This is The Daily Dumbass, and this episode is going to be on Reddit Rabbit Hole, Rabbit Hole, Rabbit Hole. Okay, so if you go on to Reddit, there's a subreddit that is called Too Afraid to Ask. Let me double check that, make sure that it's the right Reddit form that I'm opening up. But if you're not informed, yeah, it's Too Afraid to Ask. And they have some really great questions on there, and even better answers to those questions on there. So we're going to get into a few of those and see exactly what some people are too afraid to ask. So, for example, they have, like, why do people dislike Jordan Peterson so much? Which is on there, you know. What made you leave your last religion? What the fuck is lean? What's your opinion on female dating strategy? I seen some really good ones that I wanted to get onto, but people have since uploaded onto there. Why is the N-word offensive? Is one of the questions. Question for the women, but all can engage. See, so they're open to everyone in this subreddit form. The question that I seen that was interesting to me said, this one says, why do people hate Jews so much? Well, the one that I seen that was hilarious was a question that asked, how do you get on Black Twitter? And people said, you just start following Black people. How can I stop being radically biased when a specific group seems to target me? Don't be a bitch, would be my answer. Do women regularly wax their stomach and thigh? Would you consider it strange if a parent went to your high school prom and wanted to go inside just to see what's going on in there? I have become too lazy to read. What should I do? No, you're not going to read the fucking answers. Is it wrong to enjoy fictional toxic relationships and characters? If so, why? I mean, did you enjoy Donald Trump's tweets? It's a fictional character if I've seen one. Have you... These are my answers, let alone. I'm not even reading the things yet. Why are most Muslims so strict about their religion? Most people are strict about their religion, honestly, if you're asking me. Why do we put so much self-worth / ego into being right or wrong? Should I tell my girlfriend during a blowjob when I'm coming, or just come in her mouth? I mean, that's personal choice on your part, buddy. Like, how much of a... After you give her a mouthful, I'm sure you're going to end up with a mouthful. You know what I mean? Why do some young women hop on their tiptoes while standing. Well, I mean, they might be on the spectrum. They might be autistic. What is the best reply to who asked or did I ask? I don't even know what that means. How to cope with giving a dog away. Don't be such a piece of shit. That might be one good way. Why do people say take so long on the toilet? They're probably looking at their phone or jerking their meat or strolling through the Reddit too afraid to ask. The best answer to that one would be is they're probably listening to Daily Dumbass hosted by Dipshit Dal. Is opening up about a wet dream really supposed to be something ashamed about? It depends, I guess. Who are you opening up to about it? It's probably completely appropriate to talk to your priest about it. He probably has the same dreams as you. Is it just puberty or something else? What is this weird odor coming from my housemate's room? Okay, I know I'm close to it. Here we go. How do you get on Black Twitter? Somewhere in your settings, you'll find the dark mode. Since my phone is not in English, I'm not sure how to say where, but I'll try. And then someone's being helpful here, and they're saying, no, they mean the Twitter for black people. If English isn't your first language, then this is an understandable mistake. And then some people asking, oh, no, you couldn't see the sarcasm? Then no, because they say their phone isn't English, so I assume it's a language barrier. Yep, definitely a language barrier. So yeah, someone said you follow black people, and it says, yep, there's subs on Reddit for white and black Twitter, but as far as I'm aware, there's just one actual Twitter. So homeboy just went into his Twitter and or into his app store and tried to get his he tried to actually download an app called Black Twitter. That's hilarious. Would you give a person a love letter knowing they might not be interested in reading it? Well, what the fuck? Why are you posting something on Reddit about a love letter? No one's gonna read a goddamn letter. What is a grab bag? How to be patient. What are some example of Jim Crow laws? If my male boss tells me to cover certain parts of my body, for example, cleavage, bare knees, arms, etc., would I have the option to refuse? I mean, you could say your religion's a slut. You could say my body, my choice. You could tell him to quit body shaming you. Why does black people have white slash lighter palms is another question on the subreddit. My friend hasn't been online for over a week. What should I do? So yeah, I mean, if you're interested in going down a Reddit rabbit hole of death scrolling, what really happens if you don't pay a restaurant? You go from here. You pay now. You not pay later. You bet pay now. Do people who eat ass ever taste poo-poo? If it's dirty ass, I assume. Assume. Are we really living, or is it just a dream? Well, it's not like fucking Jumanji. Like, you're not just gonna re-emerge back down into Earth. Why people advise so many women to abort a child even though they want the baby? All right. What's the name of the disorder when you constantly shave your head 24/7? Oh man, there was another one. Sorry about that dead air silence. I was scrolling there for a second. But there was another one that was like, what is, I know I'm close to it. They do have some legitimate questions on here. Like, I think some of these questions are just dumb questions. Why do all male flight attendants seem gay? It's a question that I've heard on podcasts before. And how do we know if Johnny Depp is innocent? It is a question also on there. Oh man, there was a really good one that was like a lady asking, how is it that she's supposed to be able to, let her husband know that she would like to achieve orgasm during sex? And my answer would be like, well, I mean, just be like, hey, you know, whenever we have sex and you achieve an orgasm and it seems really, really cool for you, yeah, that seems like it'd be fun for me to do. I don't know. I think that might be a cool way to do that, you know. But that's my quick death scroll down the Reddit rabbit It's pretty fun. I like going down the Reddit rabbit hole. They got some interesting stuff on there. But I'm gonna take a quick pee break and I will be back in a few. And we're back. This section of Reddit is called Am I the Asshole? It's a good one. People asking questions on if they are the asshole in this certain situation. Am I an asshole for not wanting my boyfriend to be friends with a racist? I, 17 female, and my boyfriend, 17 male, have been together for a little over a year. It's important to note that we are in an interracial relationship, me being a black woman and him being a white male. He and I have been. Oh, this is goddamn, this is long. My BF is friends with a racist, and it makes me very uncomfortable. It's basically this chick has got a boyfriend, and he's got friends that are a racist. Am I the asshole for selling my roommate's tequila bottle? Obviously. Am I the asshole for being upset my wife wants separate rooms? I mean, go old school, that might help out. Am I the asshole for telling my spa workers not to talk to me? Yeah, probably. I think, but I don't know. I mean, like, what's the context in that? Am I the asshole for not going back to my previous employer when they needed help? No, fuck 'em. Am I the asshole for outing my brother about being gay and making my parents disown him? Well, that depends. Was he the favorite? And then you needed to get that clout with your parents? If so, then by all means, fucking, you gotta do what you gotta do. You know what I mean? Am I the asshole for ordering sushi to make a point? I don't understand. Does most of the cooking, I do other tasks around the house, like cleaning and fixing stuff. We don't always eat together at the same meal. Oh, I don't give a shit. Am I the asshole for sitting the seats someone was trying to save? Oh, sitting in the seats that someone was trying to save. I don't know, I've been on both ends of that, and if it's a crowded place, you're just kind of like, oh, well, they're not here now. And on the other hand, you're just kind of like, hey, I'm saving those seats for someone, and the other people are like, hey, man, fuck you, I'm here now. I mean, I've been on both ends of that, I think. Am I the asshole for pretending to be a park ranger to scare people with dogs? Well, maybe not an asshole, but definitely breaking a law there. Am I the asshole for someone orchestrating, ostracizing themselves? I mean, you're trying to gaslight them, obviously, you know that since you're coming to Reddit to ask. Am I the asshole for listening to music of an artist that has done bad things? Obviously you are. You know, according to everyone, we should not be able to like any type of art of anyone who's done anything bad. I mean, if anyone's ever done anything or said anything or done a hurtful tweet, obviously you should not fucking listen to them. You should protest everything. And, you know, it's not like your iPhone has ever done anything bad. Those kids enjoy working on the phones. So you're not an asshole. Am I an asshole if I give the cats away due to my parents' furniture? If you're tw so I, 28 female, live with my parents and youngest sister. So yeah, you are an asshole. You're 28 and you live with your parents. Real quick, you are the asshole on that one. Am I the asshole if I tell my mom she's out of her mind? According to this, you are 17. So yeah, you are an asshole. No, regardless. Am I the asshole for not helping my boyfriend wake up for work? It says here that she is a 24-year-old female. The male is a 24 male. So obviously, I mean, he's busy playing games all night. Bitch, wake him up. How hard is it? I mean, am I the asshole for snitching on my brother? Again, we're back to the case of, are you trying to become the favorite? That it's real simple here. Am I the asshole for telling my friend that the girl he was seeing has cheated in a previous relationship? No, that's called just gossiping and being a little gossip rumor person. Because she cheated in the last relationship. So, I mean, now you're gonna put that, I mean, you could let him know, but you're also just putting that insecurity in his thoughts there in his head. Were you the person that she cheated on in the last relationship with? Who knows? Am I the asshole for showing up to my ex's house after our daughter sent me a concerning message? Obviously not, dickface. Am I the asshole for not helping my cousin find a internship or a job? No, not at all. Do they not have the internet? Am I the asshole for getting my neighbor evicted? Yeah, on that one, I'd probably say, yeah, you made someone lose their house. Am I and the asshole if I told my husband's girlfriend about me? Huh? My 25-year-old husband and 26-year-old female have recently separated a few weeks ago, mainly due to his alcoholism. He was taking care of it soon after 48 hours. To be expected, he was on dating apps and talking to others. So, am I the asshole if I told my husband's girlfriend about me? Oh, so this is an ex-wife, and then she's gonna browse through there. Okay, well, I mean, you're separated, so he's on there. He puts single. I mean, I don't know. You're gonna go on there and be like, hey, just so you know, he's an alcoholic, and what if this chick's helping him get his life around? Or what if she also doesn't give a fuck and is party hardying? You know what I mean? Am I the asshole for being upset at my parents who forgot me when we ate out? No, I mean, shit happens, dude. How old are you? Are you able to get your own fucking job? I mean, you're posting on online. Why don't you just get a fucking Grubhub? Am I the asshole for refusing to give my late friend's personal belongings to his grieving family? I yeah. Unless it was something like that you guys created together. I mean, what do you have exactly that his family doesn't fuck? I'm not reading into all these. I'm doing like what people do is I'm reading headlines. Am I the asshole for not wanting to wear my backpack to school? Fuck 'em. Are you gonna even do your work? No. You're on Reddit. You're on the right path. You're gonna be a fucking blogger. You're gonna be a YouTuber. You're gonna be a success, all right? Fuck your backpack. Backpacks only weigh you down. Backpacks are only there to get zip tied by your friends. Backpacks are only there to be flipped inside out as a good prank amongst friends and then put all the shit back inside. Or be a real thug about it and take everything out of all pockets and you flip the backpack inside out into the little tiny pocket and you zip that bitch back up and you just place the backpack on top of all their stuff. That's the type of stuff you do with the backpack. That's why you don't take a backpack. Am I the asshole if I tell my boss I'm not doing extra hours? Once again, fuck 'em. Am I the asshole for asking my girlfriend to choose a better friend to invite to a group outing. Been there. Sometimes you just gotta be like, choose a better friend. Can we take a better kid? Sometimes you just gotta be. Sometimes honesty is best policy, you know what I mean? Am I the asshole for telling my grandma's kids that her grandkids' feelings should be equally considered when dividing her things after she passed? So this is like a grandkid asking if she's an asshole for telling her elders that they should equally. This person's just trying to make sure that they get some good heirlooms that's going to be eventually passed down to them. Am I the asshole for not leashing my dog? In an area where it's supposed to be leashed, or if your dog's gonna jump on people, yes, you're an asshole. Am I the asshole for losing stepmom's umbrella accidentally? No one actually owns an umbrella, it's just you didn't lose it accidentally. I lost my wallet accidentally. That shit happens. Umbrella you fucking left somewhere. You took it somewhere when it was raining, and then it wasn't raining when you left somewhere, and now that person has an umbrella the next time that it rains. Am I the asshole? Me, 20, male, older sister, 23, for telling her trauma is not my fault and that it's unfair that she keeps taking it out on me. I don't know, did you fucking hit her? That's a good question. Am I the asshole for causing a fight between my husband and his future business partner by wearing revealing clothes? You're probably a modern day Jada. You might have alopecia. You're probably not the best of wife. And to quote Frank Reynolds, you are probably a lying, dirty whore of a woman. Am I the asshole for not liking something my MIL wants to send my daughter? The fuck's MIL? I don't know what MIL is. I'm not doing all this. Am I the asshole for kicking my lazy brother-in-law out of his house? Out of his house. So the dude's in his 40s, never lived in his own. He always lived with his family. He smokes pot every day, plays video games every day. Sounds like a real badass of a dude. But if you're playing video games all day and smoking pot, obviously, you're shit talking all day. Why are you not streaming and bringing in some cash and helping people out? It doesn't make sense. Am I the asshole for having a BYOB wedding because I don't like drunk people? Yeah, you just have a fucking dry, like, yes and no. I mean, you don't like drunk people, hire fucking security. You could have a bar, put a limit on drinks. Am I an asshole for kicking my son and daughter-in-law out? My 42-year-old son. Oh. Twenty-five-year-old son and 23-year-old daughter-in-law moved back in with grandson, and I kicked their asses out. Good for you. House is yours. Do what the fuck you want. Am I the asshole for making my own choices? Am I the asshole for not wanting my mom to visit or communicate with me often? Yeah, I mean, to each your own. Whatever. Am I the asshole for using my friend's pics to test my boyfriend? Been there, sister. Yeah. Am I the asshole for kicking out my abusive husband off of everything? So this lady left her husband and she kicked him off of all the accounts and everything. That's, fellas, that's why you gotta have a she don't account. An account she don't know about. Am I an asshole for asking my coworker about her kids? Probably not. Am I the asshole for giving my boyfriend tickets to someone else? No, because if you bought him tickets to something that he don't want to fucking go to, where you guys are fighting and he don't already know about, just give him away. Just don't ever bring it up. Am I the asshole for not letting my 11-year-old daughter sing at home because it isn't very pleasant to listen to? Fuck no, you're parent of the year. Am I the asshole for not wanting to move? Am I the asshole for making fun of and filming a disabled guy who was engaged in inappropriate activity on the bus? I mean, it depends. Are you doing it for your own amusement and arousal? Are you doing it to send to your mom's house or a legion of skinks? Are you doing it because you feel bad about them? Are you doing it because you want your shit to go viral? Then no. I mean, they were on the bus acting the fool. You were being you, doing your thing. And they knew the consequences. They're out and about, like they're on their phone. They know what's happening. But this has been the episode of the Reddit rabbit hole, rabbit hole, rabbit hole. It's been fun. Time passed by pretty quick. I'm already at past 25, and I'm trying to keep them around sitcom length. So hopefully all this recorded. I'm Dipshit Dal, this daily dumbass.